igniting, inspiring, and evoking the fire within.
I was lucky enough to be in the Navy. You had your hard times and times you were like, what the hell did I sign up for? Like, in anything. And then you have, you know, times that this was like the best decision. And now looking back on it, it was definitely the best decision. And I'd do it all over again. Being in the military, you see people from all over. You see different culture. And just opens your eyes to see, wow, like, let's try this. Let's try something new, something different. Let's see how it works. I think it was in Bahrain. I was actually had a beer with the guy from Qatar. So these guys would drive like 2 hours out just to go to like a little bar, just relax and have a drink, and then they drive back. And you know what? A couple of days later, they said they had found a possible match. They hooked me up with this great guy who works over at Memorial Sloan and Kettering to put me in contact with someone who has experience and knowledge and who's willing to help. The way he did is just amazing, just awesome. Went to the project site over in Brooklyn by Brooklyn Army Terminal. Brooklyn Army Terminal was where they made the weapons for the war. So, and if you look on the old picture of it, where they have balconies on both sides, in the middle is with the train tracks and cranes. And the cranes would pick up the weapons that they would push out to the balcony after they were ready to be shipped out. And the cranes would take them, load them onto the train, and then the train would ship them out to the war, wherever they were going.
I'll wait here with bated breath. That's when I basically spilled my drink and started laughing. I love that phrase. I don't know why, but I do.
I could picture you laughing and spilling your drink, too.
You could. Why is that, Terry? Why is that?
The hamburger story?
Our head coach, Barry Russomano, had a phrase. Instead of using that term or profanity to talk about the person, he would simply call them a hamburger. Are you a squeaky wheel?
I'm a squeaky wheel.
You need some WD-40, don't you?
No, because that would silence me. Maybe it's not other people who are wrong and telling me, and like, maybe it's me. In my past, I've made plenty of mistakes in my past. But in a way, I would not take what happened in my past back because it made me who I am today and made me think and be and act the way I do. Me, I have a quote on my stomach that's like a half circle that says, it ain't over till it's over. How are you going to change? You have to seek it.
You're listening to the What's Your Inspiration podcast with Fox Byer.